Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Hageman announces Campbell and Crook County town halls. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman announced town halls will be held on June 18th in Gillette and June 19th in Sundance. This marks the 38th and 39th town hall since being sworn in to Congress. Representative Hageman said in a press release, "I promise to host a town hall in every county every year, and I am continuing to honor that promise in 2024, just as I did in 2023. There is a lot to discuss. The disastrous Buffalo RMP, an ever-growing border invasion, Biden's rulemaking abuses, the Biden war on the West, and many important bills that I have sponsored recently. I look forward to visiting with everyone in Campbell and Crook counties and updating Wyomingites on my work. As always, I welcome ideas and feedback and look forward to seeing everyone soon." The town halls will be held at the following times and locations. On Tuesday, June 18th, the Campbell County Town Hall will be from 6 to 7 p.m. at Gillette College Tech Center Flex Space at 3251 South 4J Road. And on Wednesday, June 19th, at the Crook County Town Hall from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. in the Crook County Courthouse Basement at 309 East Cleveland Street in Sundance. Senator Lummis applauds SCOTUS ruling that will protect Wyoming gun owners from Biden administration overreach. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis applauded the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Garland v. Cargill, which overturns the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosive rule that bans bump stocks. This ruling will allow for the people of Wyoming to use bump stocks, which are commonly used by our nation's veterans due to service-related injuries. Lummis said in a press release, "The people of Wyoming have a right to protect their family and property, and I am thrilled SCOTUS agrees. The ATF blatantly misused the National Firearms Act to erode the people of Wyoming's right to bear arms while also trying to manipulate federal law to increase its power and punish law-abiding citizens. The Supreme Court finally held regulators accountable and defended the people of Wyoming from gun grabbers in Washington. In January, Senator Lummis led eight of her colleagues in filing an amicus brief focusing on the Chevron doctrine, ATF overreach, and the need for Congress to draft clear criminal laws. Michael Cargill, the plaintiff, bought two bump stocks in April 2018 before the ATF issued its final rule outlawing them, but turned in the devices in March 2019 after the ban went into effect. That same day, he filed a lawsuit in federal district court in Texas challenging the ban on numerous grounds. The district court sided with the federal government and upheld the ban. A three-judge appeals court panel of the Fifth Circuit agreed with the district court's conclusion that bump stocks qualify as machine guns under federal law and were subject to a 1986 ban under the National Firearms Act. However, the full U.S. Supreme Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit reversed the lower court's decision. Following the ruling by the Fifth Circuit, the Biden administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.